When body cameras were gaining popularity in law enforcement, the idea was to increase transparency.
If someone had an issue with an interaction they had with the police, both they and the officer would, in theory, have a video record of what happened.
But when it comes to the way those body cameras affect the officers who wear them, research is giving us new information all the time.
Dan Lawrence joins us now with a new study. He's a senior research associate with the Urban Institute. Dan, welcome to Central Time.
Thanks so much.
Let's start with the latest research on body cams and the Milwaukee Police Department released this weekend. What have you found?
So the recent study that the Urban Institute conducted was with Milwaukee Police Department, and we conducted a randomized control trial with 504 officers. And we explored a new area of research in the body-worn camera literature, which was analyzing how the cameras affect officers' proactive activities. So the activities that they're not dispatched to, the ones that they have time to self-initiate. And the past research hasn't really explored this area because it hasn't been an area of focus for a lot of police departments. But we wanted to look at how the cameras not only affect the overall amount of proactive activity that officers conduct, but also how the makeup of those activities may change as a result of getting a body-worn camera.
And when you talk about these proactive measures, what does that look like? What kinds of activities are police engaging in?
We looked at four main areas, and it actually accounted for about 85% of the officers' proactive activities.
Oh.
And in this case, it was traffic stops, business checks, subject stops, and park and walks.
And what is a park and walk, if I don't know the language?
Sure. So a park and walk is when an officer will park their patrol car and simply just walk around the neighborhood. It's a very community-oriented type of activity. It's meant to get officers out on foot, talk to community members, build rapport with them, learn from them, and just have a very public, positive interaction with community members.
Yeah, we're seeing a push in different communities for community policing. What happened with park and walks in your study? Where did you see the numbers change?
So, interestingly enough, the overall amount of proactive activities didn't change. And that was perhaps not as surprising because these activities are, officers don't really have as much time for these activities because they're constantly responding to dispatch calls or to 911 calls. So the amount of activities not changing was not as surprising, but we did find that the makeup of the activities did change. We saw that in terms of park and walks, those activities, officers who were equipped with a body-worn camera, they actually increased their amount of park and walks by 23% compared to the control group, officers who didn't have the body-worn camera. And we also saw on the other side of that was that there was a large decrease, it was about 8% on average, in the amount of subject stops officers conducted.
And bring us into that. When you talk about subject stops, what does that look like on the street?
So this is in instances where an officer may see an individual that they may know who has a past, a relationship with the police, and they want to follow up on, talk to them, or even if there's a warrant for an individual, they could stop them and question them. So it's in instances where a community member is walking on the street and the officer initiate a stop and prevents them from continuing their business and they just have to interact with the officer. So in generally, it's a negative interaction from the perspective of a community member.
So we could see how this might be seen as a positive or a negative. I mean, it might concern people that police are less likely to engage in these sorts of interactions if they're wearing a body camera, because then they might be less likely to catch people breaking the law. How do you respond to that?
In my opinion, I mean, I see these as pretty positive results for implementing body-worn cameras with police departments. We find that officers may be becoming more hesitant to engage in the activities that could result in negative interactions with the public. As I was previously mentioning, subject stops are not, no community member wants to go through a subject stop. It's not something that they are, that they want to have happen to them. So there's an increased chance of a negative encounter or possibly a citizen complaint developing from a subject stop. So officers doing this type of or reducing this type of activity is it's a good thing from a community perspective. And they're also increasing those positive community-oriented behaviors, which are parks and walks. So going out into the community and speaking more with community members and seeing them. So this is overall a positive thing for improving police community relations.
Is it fair to say that supporters might argue that the research shows that police are less likely to bother people who aren't doing anything wrong? Is there a point there?
I don't understand the question.
Right. When if they're doing fewer subject stops, they're less likely to be encountering people or engaging with them all the time. So, the fact that somebody has a previous record doesn't mean they're doing anything wrong today. Maybe it's just less of a bother, less of an opportunity even for profiling.
Sure. So in the case of subject stops, there's an enforcement aspect to it. So a stop and frisk could be involved in a subject stop, or when a person doesn't want to willingly be involved with the police. But the other side is the parks and walks, which could have a community interaction with a community member. So there are aspects of parks and walks where the officers are speaking to community members, are learning from them and building rapport with them. So more generally, a positive type of community behavior.
Dan Lawrence is a senior research associate with the Urban Institute, and we're talking about research that deals with body cams and the Milwaukee Police Department. Dan, just having a body camera program in a department can have an effect on those subject stops, those interactions, even if the officer isn't wearing a body cam. Is that right?
So in terms of we also looked at a number of other things, but the officers who had didn't have a body cam, we looked at comparing them to officers who did, and we found that there are other aspects where officers don't change their behaviors. So traffic stops didn't change. The number of arrests didn't change. We also saw that business checks, going into a business and talking to the business owner, those aspects didn't change. But we did find the reduction in subject stops and the increase in parks and walks.
And how does that fit into some past research that you've done when it comes to body cameras and how would they affect police in other factors?
Sure. So we looked at things like use of force, officers who were involved in a use of force incident. We also found in that case that the number of body-worn camera or the having a body-worn camera didn't impact officers who were involved in a use of force incident. And early findings in this field of research found large decreases to officers' use of force incidents when they were equipped with body-worn cameras. But more recent studies that are larger and a little bit more rigorous on the methodologies are finding similar things where use of force, body-worn cameras have no impact on use of force.
So stepping way back, big picture, when might we be able to say whether body cameras are good for policing or for the public?
Well, I just wanted to caution that body-worn cameras aren't a panacea for improving transparency and accountability or even fixing police community relations. They're just a single tool that needs to be used in conjunction with other policies and interventions to actually have an impact on police practice. But that being said, we're seeing that body-worn cameras are positively impacting both community and officer perspectives in terms of having officers being able to record interactions from their perspective. It's pretty common where officers, especially Milwaukee officers and with the many that we spoke to in the city, they go to a scene and they find that the community members who might not be directly related to the incident are pulling out their cell phones and recording them. So officers, when we first talked to them, they had some concern that the body-worn cameras are an additional hassle and might hurt other aspects of their work, but they found that they were becoming more comfortable with the technology and found that it really benefited the work that they do.
We'll pay more attention as we go forward. Dan, thank you for being with us today.
Thanks so much.
That was Dan Lawrence, a senior researcher with the Urban Institute. He was with us to talk about the latest study looking at the effects of body cameras in the Milwaukee Police Department.